Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. This week, I'm interviewing a dear friend, Junko, who has her own podcast, Return to Wonder. Earlier this year, we did a swap cast where Junko interviewed me and I interviewed her. At more than 2 hours, I absolutely did do some editing, and all the good stuff that you've come to expect from this podcast is here this week. But there are a few things I want to do before we dive in, and let's give you a little bit of background on some of the things that we talk about. In the podcast, Junko talks about the religion of Shintoism. Shinto translates as the way of the gods, and it's an indigenous faith of the Japanese people and as old as Japan itself. Shinto gods are called kami. Kami are sacred spirits which take the form of things and concepts important to life, such as wind, rain, mountains, trees, rivers, and fertility. Humans can become kami after they die and are revered by their families as ancestral kami, and the sun goddess Amaterasu is considered Shinto's most important kami. In this conversation, we talk quite a bit about those spirits and the spirits that Junko has seen from her childhood. I know we've talked about spirits being in the land and the wind and the rain before, but for my guest this week, those spirits are so much more real and so much more concrete than even what I've experienced. I love the generosity of spirit that my listeners afford my guests because everyone has a different worldview, and honestly, we each communicate with what's around us in different ways. This week, I was really excited by my conversation with Junko because so much of how she experiences the world is kind of like how I would like to experience it one day. A little bit about Junko, who is kind of the most fabulous human being you're ever going to want to meet. She describes herself as a catalyst, multi-systems convener, and leadership advisor. She's a strategic spiritual catalyst, and she applies 20 plus years of systems change and creative communication experience to activate leaders who lead with healthy mind, body, and spirit to grow their business. She deals with so very much when she engages with you. She wants to crack you open to everything that is possible for you, reflect your brilliance and your shadow, and in this way, bring powerful leaders to the world. So now, that's enough of me talking, and I hope you enjoy this conversation. And when you think about the miracle or the magic with this week's episode, please understand that Junko views her entire existence as moving through magic, that it's all around her, that it encompasses every parcel and piece of the world she lives in. So now, episode 146 of Bite-Sized Blessings.
There was a trip that I took in 2018 or so to Egypt. And a lot of people there, and it was a spiritual trip, you know, folks who were getting introduced, a significant chunk of the population of that group was from India. And they just really needed to see globes of light in their photos. And so, you know, they just kept on, like, every single place that we would go to, they would just, like, take photos. And I'm like, you guys, experience the land, you know, look at it with your own two eyes, not through the lens. Even when I came into my own light language, which is basically speaking a completely different language as if it's, you know, fluent. And you're just like, where did that come from? But even that wasn't, it didn't feel so powerful to me. It was more like, oh, curious. Wow. All right. So what else can we do with this? You know, and so it wasn't. And I think when people experience miracles, they feel incredibly deeply, right? And that's why it's memorable. And for, I think my experiences, I do, when I see beauty all around me, that's the state that I'm in. So it's almost like, oh, well, you know, Kirsten, how does it feel to be you? You know, it's kind of like that, right? It's almost like the fish in the water and asking the fish, like, so how's the water today? Yeah.
I love that analogy. I was going to ask, you know, here's a question. Maybe you can answer this for me. So I just interviewed someone the other day, and they had within the last few years, had their first experience of seeing a figure, a ghost by their bed that then disappeared after a few minutes, and it shell shocked them. They're still totally shocked. And then you talk about the spirits. So are the spirits for you in your understanding the same as these ghosts that appear? Like, I'd love to hear your understanding.
So kind of backtracking, my belief is that things show up for you in the way that you need to see it and experience it and hear it and smell it and everything. Like, and so it's really based on your own composition of what you need to see or what you need to experience. So for example, there was a trip that I took in 2018 or so to Egypt. And a lot of people there, and it was a spiritual trip, you know, folks who were getting introduced, a significant chunk of the population of that group was from India. And they just really needed to see globes of light in their photos. And, you know, you hear a lot about, you could take photos and you see UFOs or, you know, this and the other. And so, you know, they just kept on, like, every single place that we would go to, they would just, like, take photos. And I'm like, you guys, experience the land, you know, look at it with your own two eyes, not through the lens. And then, so, you know, I asked myself, I was like, why is it that, so I'm like, is there something wrong with me that I don't want to, that I don't feel like I need to do this, you know? And the immediate answer was, you don't need it, because you know we're here, you know it's there. And so for people who need to see, or that by seeing, it precipitates something else that they also need to experience and learn about themselves. It's like a reflection, right? I think ghosts show up. Thankfully, I don't see ghosts, because, you know, I have other family members who do, and it freaked the shit out of them too. Yeah. And, you know, we grew up in Japan, where, like, it's ancient over there, you know, thousands of years of all, and we have the scariest ghost stories. And so, you know, thank goodness I don't see that. I think that would freak me out too. But it's also because I feel them all the time. If there's an energy or an entity or a ghost spirit, I will feel it pretty fast. Yeah. And I'll just kind of, like, have a conversation with them.
I'm so curious, because I went to this place in Southern Oregon along the coast that is known for being, well, I mean, it's this mysterious spot, you know, and people have surmised or guessed that it's where ley lines intersect or something. Okay. Einstein went there once to figure out what was going on, because it was such a notorious place where there was such unexplained phenomena. And I had my own experience there that was really so bizarre. But they had all these photos that tourists had taken, and there were these orbs, these spots of light in them. So are those spirits? What are those?
Yeah, they're just like spirits, energies, you know. Like, there's another colleague of mine, her laundry room has a portal. And so, like, you could feel, like, when I went in there, I was like, oh yeah, you could feel it. Like, I was feeling all these, like, I mean, it was just so much activity. And they were just minding their business, doing their thing, you know. But for her, she could actually see it. And she's like, it's basically like ping pong balls coming out, you know, going back and forth, like going in there, going out. you know, this entire thing. And so, yeah, for folks who that they need that, then, you know, it's going to happen.
I'll tell you a story that happened to me. So my ex and I were in Portland sleeping one night, and it was just this night of blustery winds. And I mean, the winds were crazy. And so out of the bedroom window, we could see the trees bending. And it was just one of those wild and woolly nights where you feel like, I don't know, the great gods have come down out of the sky, and that's what's causing what's going on. And so, you know, we can't sleep because it's the universe is restless, right? So we look over. I don't know he's actually watching too. But I wake up and I look over at my neighbor's house, and all of a sudden I see this thing that looks like liquid mercury come down, and then it attached to his window, went around the frame of the window, and then went into his house. And all I can say is that it looked like liquid mercury. It was like just so malleable. And I was like, what the beep was that? I was like, what the, and my partner turned to me and he said to me, let's just pretend that never happened. And I was like, you saw that too? He did not believe in anything like approaching that. I didn't know that I did, but the fact that both of us saw it, and he was like, let's never talk about that again. I thought something just happened. I don't even know. And this psychic had told me that there was a portal in that guy's house, because he was really aggressive with me and strange. There was something about me that triggered him. It really literally made no sense, because we had never had any, but I triggered him in some strange way. And she said, oh, there's like a bus station in his house. Like, people are coming and going, and that's just where it is. It's in his house. And that's how they come into this world. And that's how they leave. And I was like, oh my gosh, he is a bus driver for Portland buses. That's so strange that a bus station in his house for spirits. So that happened.
Everyone, that was episode 146 of the podcast and my delightful conversation with my dear friend Junko. I so appreciate the way she sees the world, and I hope you appreciate her podcast if you choose to check it out. There will be a link to her podcast, Return to Wonder, under the episode's show notes, as well as on the treasures page of the website. You know, that's what this podcast is all about, and kind of trying to urge everybody to do. Open your eyes and see the world with the reverence and awe that it deserves to be seen with. I think if more of us experience the world as sacred and enchanting, I think that means that potentially more of us will treat the world with the respect that it deserves. I need to thank the creators of the music used in this episode. Sasha End, Frank Schroeder, and Music L Files. For complete attribution, please see the Bite Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, there'll be links to all sorts of groovy things. Junko's website, for example, to her podcast. Books, artists, all sorts of things I hope that lighten and brighten your day. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Junko. Have an open mind and embrace the world the way it is. No matter if you experience it with angels or spirits, the spirits of the land and the water and the wind, no matter how you experience the world, embrace it. See it for the sacred being that it is, and understand that each and every one of those things, the trees, the water, the wind, they each want to have a relationship with you.